The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when is his yoke easy and his burden light? It's when we remember that they are his and not ours. When we try to take them on ourselves, they become too heavy for us. He never says your burden. He never says your yoke. He says my yoke and my burden that I call you to share in. It reminds me of the funny anecdote from the life of Blessed John the 23rd, soon to be canonized. When someone comes and says, "Holy Father, how do you sleep at night? With a billion souls to care for all throughout the world, with all the trials that are taking place, how is it even possible that you're able to rest?" And he looks at the man and says, "Well, it's easy. At the end of the day, I say, Lord, the church is your church. I'm going to bed." St. Camillus de Lillis, as a young man, grew up in a rather broken family. His mom died when he was 12 years old. He was rather neglected as a child. At the age of 16, with his father's fiery temper that he'd inherited, he went to join his dad as a soldier, lived that life for about 10 years. After 10 years, the group, the company that he's part of, is disbanded, and he's left sort of aimless, wandering. He begins gambling, becomes addicted to gambling, loses everything. He finds himself penniless. And he comes upon a Catholic monastery of Capuchins. And he asks, can I join you? Can I come on as a laborer? Do you have anything that I can do?" They give him a little bit of work so he can find some money. And one of the priests sees hope in him. He finds there's a goodness that has not been noticed before and begins to speak to him. It leads to a profound conversion. And he asks to join the monastery. But because of a wound that he had suffered in his leg, they don't think he's a good candidate. He goes and he places himself under the direction of a man who's regarded as a saint. This is in the end of the 16th century. Saint Philip Neri was living in Rome. And under his direction, he discovers his vocation. Saint Philip Neri has him start to work with the sick. Little by little, other men start to join him. He becomes the founder of a religious order. Thousands of men over the next few centuries will follow in his lead. He begins to establish hospitals all throughout Europe. Still today, there are over 1,000 members of this order. On one occasion, he is totally overwhelmed at the amount of work that God has placed upon his shoulders. He's wondering, how am I going to go on a single day longer? And he goes to a church to kneel down to pray. And as he's praying, from the crucifix, our Lord speaks to him. And he says these words, "Why are you afraid? Do you not realize that this is not your work, but mine?" Those words were imprinted on his heart for the rest of his life. My brothers and sisters, everything that God asks of us, especially in relation to our vocations, every inspiration that comes from him, it's his work. It is not first and foremost ours. And if it's his, he will give us every grace to accomplish it. And truth be told, if we allow him to, he will accomplish it in us.